You notice that there is no place for a sermon in the Christmas Eve service program tonight, and I'm sure you don't mind that. But in its place, we have a special feature for children of all ages, and I mean that right from zero right through to 90. I asked Mr. Johnson what people called him when he gave a children's feature, Uncle Derek, or he said usually Mr. Johnson, but I'm going to call him Uncle Derek now. And he's going to come forward and he'll tell you what's going to happen from this point on.
Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. It's a joy to be here today. And you know what would make me really happy? Is if we had all kinds of boys and girls on this stage up here. So why don't you all come up here, and then we can begin. Now, boys and girls, maybe you could just sit on the floor and just sit in a big circle. And some of you can look this way if you want. You can look at me. I'm here, you know. Well, that would be great. Okay. Well, I guess we're all excited, huh? Tomorrow's the big day, isn't it? What's happening tomorrow?
Christmas.
Christmas, right? And so what happens at Christmas? Yes? Presents. Oh, yeah. Okay, what is it some of you want for Christmas? Yes? A ghetto blaster. Oh, wow. They start young, don't they? Yes, anybody else? Yes. A snowboard. Is that like a sleigh, is it? You go down? Don't, no? You stand on it, you go downhill. Wow. Yes. Ghostbusters. Wow. Yeah? Okay, well, gee, I see. Well, listen, have you ever thought, what do you suppose is the greatest gift ever? Anybody got any ideas? What might be the greatest gift ever? Yes. Gold. Oh, well, that's pretty great, all right. Yeah, yes. God sent down his son. That's right. I wonder why that's the greatest gift ever. I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to do a little magic trick to explain that to you. And I want you to understand that this is just a simple little trick that anyone could do. It's not like what the sorcerers did back in the Old Testament, because what they did was under the control of evil spirits. But what I'm doing is just a simple little magic trick, and we're using it almost like a parable to explain what the Lord Jesus did for us. In order to understand what the Lord Jesus did for us, you have to understand the condition of our heart. All right? And I want to show you what our heart looks like. It looks like this. See that? Can you all see that? Huh? Now, what is that in the middle, all that black stuff in there in the middle? What is that? Sin. That's right. And you know what? Even the tiniest baby has that right in the middle of their heart. You know that? And it's because of that sin that God sent the Lord Jesus. Because, you know, the Lord Jesus, his heart isn't like that. I'm going to show you what the Lord Jesus' heart is like, all right? And we'll do it like this. Okay, you ready? Okay, oh my, that's not cutting very good. My scissors aren't quite as sharp as they could be, I suppose. But anyway, whoa, did you catch that? That's it, okay. The Lord Jesus has a heart like that, see? There's no sin there, you see that? All right? And that's what it means when we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our heart. It means we're saying that we want your heart, Lord. We want a sinless heart. And that's why we want you to come into our heart. And so that's a pretty great gift, isn't it? Because, you know, it's sin that causes all the heartache and the heartbreaks. And it causes us to be separated from God. We're dead to God because of sin. But thanks to the Lord Jesus and his birth, well, that's why we rejoice his birth, because we're no longer a slave to sin. Well,
help, let me help.
Hold it. Did you hear something?
Let me out of here.
Hold on.
It's
ready. It sounded like it came from here.
Help, let me out. Help, let me out of here.
I think he's stored away in my bag, in my duffel bag.
Help, let me out.
That is Freddy in there.
Help,
My goodness. Let's bring him out here and see what he's up to.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Freddy, what are you doing?
I thought I'd come along for the ride.
Yeah, well, you stored away in my duffel bag.
Stinkle bag is more like it.
No, not you. Well, Freddy, are you going to say hello to the boys and girls?
Well, did they buy me a Christmas present?
Well, I don't know. Did you buy Freddy a Christmas present?
Yeah. Well, then I'm not going to... No? Well, then I'm not saying hello.
Well, now, that's very selfish.
Well, that's the way I am.
Well, yeah, well, we're going to talk about that a little later. Freddy, do you know why we're here?
Yeah, it's Christmas.
That's right. And let me ask you a question, Freddy. Have you bought all your presents?
Yeah.
You did? Well, that's good, because Christmas is tomorrow.
Good.
What did you buy Skeeter?
Skeeter? Well, you know what I'd like to give him?
What?
A sock and a nose.
Goodness, you'd like to give Skeeter a sock and a nose? Why would you want to do that?
Well, you know what he gave me?
No.
The measles.
Oh, my goodness, he gave you the measles. Well, I'm sure he didn't mean to. Listen, Freddy, can I ask you what you bought Mrs. Johnson?
Well, you remember you told me she was nuts for jewelry?
Yes.
Well, that's it.
So, you bought her jewelry?
No, I bought her a bag of nuts.
Oh, my God. He's silly, isn't he? All right, Freddy. Well, listen, tomorrow is Christmas, and why don't you tell me what you bought me? I mean, because I'll open it up tomorrow anyway.
You really want to know?
Yes, I would like to know. I can hardly wait.
All right, close your eyes.
All right.
Now, what do you see?
I don't see anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, Freddy, tell me something. Did you hang up your stockings for Christmas?
Well, this year I thought I'd try something different.
Oh, really? And what is that?
Well, I thought I'd hang up my mother's pantyhose.
Well, my God, why would you do that?
Well, I get a lot more stuff in them.
Well, I guess you would, wouldn't you? Yeah, so. Well, listen, Freddy, tell me.
Hey, listen, do you hang up your stockings?
No, I don't do that anymore.
I bet I know why.
Why?
Because they stink.
That's right. No, they don't stink. All right, Freddy, let's get serious here. Let's talk a little bit about Christmas and what the real meaning of Christmas is. Now, what do you suppose the real meaning of Christmas is?
Well, I'll tell you if you tell me.
Well, all right, well, listen. What is it you like most about Christmas?
I like presents.
You like presents.
What do you like?
Well, I like the snow.
Uh-huh.
What do you like?
I like presents.
Yeah, well, I know you said that.
What do you like?
Well, I like Christmas trees.
I like presents.
Well, I know you do. You said that already.
What do you like?
Well, I like presents.
Yeah, I like presents, too.
Okay.
Oh, you do, eh?
Right. But there's more to Christmas than presents.
There is? What?
Well... Boy, I'm telling you, I've lost track here. Where were we? Oh, yes. Well, glory of God.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. And so, when you look at these boys and girls, Freddie, what do you see? I mean, what do you think they all have in common?
What do they have in common?
Yes.
Well, they're all ugly.
That's right. No. Freddy. Now, what we're trying to get at, Freddy, is that they've all sinned.
No.
That's right.
They've all sinned?
Yeah, that's right.
Even the girls?
Even the girls.
My goodness. Well, so?
Well, so you have to understand, then, that the Lord Jesus came because we've all sinned.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. You have read Romans 6:23, haven't you?
No, but I have read...
We know you have red pajamas, yeah, I know. Okay, well, Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death.
No.
That's right. And it's because of that that the Lord Jesus came. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, because he loved us so much that he didn't want us to be separated from him forever. And so he sent the Lord Jesus to pay the price for us, for John and Mary and Joseph, and for everyone who will ask for it.
Really? Wow, that's great.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't understand. How does that work?
How does that work? Well, we simply tell God that we know we're a sinner.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And we thank God for sending the Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And we tell him that we want to ask for that gift of the Lord Jesus and the price he paid on the cross when he died for our sins.
Oh, you don't say. These guys are getting restless, right? Hello, are you still with us?
Right. So.
Wow, that's great. So that's all you got to do is just ask for it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I beg your pardon?
I said, that doesn't work.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't work?
Well, my friend Skeeter asked the Lord into his heart, and it didn't work.
Well, how do you know it didn't work?
He's still the same old rotten person the other was.
Well, you know, I think maybe that's because he forgot that, you know, when we ask the Lord Jesus into our heart, we have to remember to give him our old heart with all its old sins and all its old desires. And if we don't do that, well, it's difficult for the Lord Jesus to work in us.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. I'm going to give the Lord Jesus my heart this very Christmas.
Oh, well, that's great. Oh, Freddie.
What?
I just remembered something.
What?
You can't give the Lord Jesus your heart.
I can't?
No.
Why?
Well, you're just a puppet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I don't have a heart. Your arm's in there, right?
That's right. But you know, Freddie, it's good to know that if you weren't a puppet, you would ask the Lord Jesus into your heart.
Oh, of course. What do you think I am, a dummy?
Well, Freddie, what do you say we close now with a little song here? Maybe we should have, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, lots of them.
Yeah, right. Who'd like to be our maestro and lead everyone as we sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas? Oh, all right. We'll ask you to come here. That's great. Now, this is a baton, and you know how to do that. You lead everyone with I Wish You a Merry Christmas, all right? So take the baton. That's a girl. And we're going to have her.
What? What's going on here? Hey, what?
Oh, my goodness.
Very good.
Okay. Are you ready?
All right. Are you ready?
Okay. Here we go. Are you ready to sing? Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Where are they all? Hey, come on, guys. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you and all of your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, boys and girls. Thank you very much. Thank you, sweetheart. Bye.